Mobile.
04CES Mobile.
CES, KK4POT Mobile. Good morning to you. Name here is Tim.
Tim, this is Andrew. I'm actually headed from M into work this morning. How are you?
I wake up on my way into work as well. I hope you're doing well.
Pretty good. It's always interesting until I get to 85.
If I hop on 85 for just a couple exits in the morning. In the afternoon, though, I go a different way and stay off of it. I drove up to Charlotte back Saturday morning, and on the way up in the morning, it was nice, smooth flowing and stuff, but by the time I came back, right about lunchtime, it was already starting to get crazy out there on 85.
Sounds like once you start getting towards Greenville area, man, it gets bad. I hate that. I avoid that at all costs.
Roger that. Woodruff Road, I try to stay off of those.
I stay up in Spartanburg area myself. Just avoid most of the high traffic areas. But one good thing about going early in the morning is you don't have as much traffic.
It's like a whole other world when you're out at this time versus get out there around 8 o'clock or so. It's two completely different situations.
The weird part is I've never really understood why it's so bad down that way. I mean, just the sheer volume of traffic, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, just the volume. I mean, just a huge number of people all trying to do the same thing at the same time, and clogging it up. But that's how it goes, I guess. So, what you do for work?
BMW, so that's usually my routes, 26 to 85 till I get off there and go on into work.
Deal. You guys up and running full capacity, or what you guys got going on over there?
We pumping out everything we can pump out. I guess that's the plus side. We pretty much sell the bread and butter right now, so everybody wants one.
Man, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, get it while you can, for sure. And we do tractor trailer repair, and that's been booming, so thankful for that.
It's a good thing if you got work to do and you stay busy. I know a lot of people don't always look at it that way, but in all honesty, considering what everybody's been through.
Under that, it's a good thing to have. Man, we look like we got some beautiful weather for this week. I guess I got that other storm that's forming up down there in the Gulf, but I, from what I understand, we won't see much of nothing from that until the weekend, but at least the week ahead looks to be gorgeous.
I ain't checked. I need to. It's supposed to be, I think Gun Hunt's opening up soon, and Game Zone 2, so I'll be happy about that.
I think it's the 11th that rifle season starts. So that's, man, what day is the 11th? What's the day? I guess today's the 5th, huh? So, yeah, it'd be coming right on up.
The weather stays nice and cool. It'd be time to go sit in the woods and get some good sleep.
You just go to game management?
Grew up just going down to Union with my dad, and I've hunted WMA land forever. And Union, there's other areas, but that's about the main area where I go.
Well, yeah, it's always good to have a place that you know and that you can go hang out in. So, yeah, good deal.
Around here or anything?
I had a chance to do much of it the past couple of years. It's been so busy. But, yeah, my brother-in-law's got a nice place, and go down and hang out at his house. And then my father-in-law's got some good property as well, and we hang out at both of those places, and then they've frequented some game management down there in Jalapa, and been down there many a times doing that. So kind of a couple different places we like to check out.
Mind finding some land to purchase that was attached to a larger group or something like that, because it'd be nice to put up some stands on or something. That's just not allowed on WMA land.
It's always nice being able to just set stuff up. My brother-in-law, he's done a real nice job over at his place and got, you know, a couple different setups for friends and family to come over and use. So it always pays off to do something like that, but, you know, not everybody can get to that point. So, you know, we've gone and, you know, worked, put up some makeshift sites and stuff on the other public places and like the night before and then gone back in the morning and used them. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You just make it work however you can.
104 CEF for ID.
Yeah, I want to take my boys and use. I know I'm not going to see anything when I do that.
It'd be nice to be able to set up a blind, but I'm afraid it'd grow legs and walk away at some point before I get back.
That's definitely the risk out there, but, you know, it's just one of those things. You put the coin.
As many people are hunting as they used to. It seems like it's slowed down a lot probably in the last, I don't know, maybe 5 or 10 years, if that. But, yeah, I mean, it used to be you drive down Union and you see, like, trucks and cars all over the side of the road. Now you don't see as much.
I've heard a couple people mention that, and down towards like the Jalapa area, every time that we've gone back down there, there's been other people, you know, almost about like what you would expect to run into, where you know, if you don't show up early, and you got a particular place you want to go, you know, there's a good chance somebody's already got it before you get there. So I guess it's maybe in different sections and stuff too, different regions doing different things.
True. I know Union's kind of, you know, shut down a lot of the little state small campgrounds that people used to stay in, and you don't really see that much too many anymore. They used to have one right in the middle of Sumter National Forest, and they got rid of it.
Shame. I hate to hear stuff like that. We just went camping just the other weekend, and we really enjoyed doing that. So, yeah, I'd hate to see some good family places get going. But I'm rolling up into work now, so I'm going to hop out of here and kind of get this Monday kick started off. I hope your day is fantastic today. Hope things go well and enjoy that time over there at BMW today. There's a couple of guys that will hop on here in a minute, I think, usually a couple of us on in the morning, so jump on in there each morning. We'll be glad to just kick back and enjoy the ride in together. So 7-3 to you. Have a fantastic day. KK4POT.
It's been good talking to you. KO4CEN.
XC Mobile.
NAP Mobile.
You, KK4 and XC.
Morning, how in the world are you?
Good, very good.
What kind of mischief did you get into for the weekend?
My goodness, man. Oh, wow. I planted 3 apple trees, planted a fig tree, and then my neighbor came over to help me pull a tree top out of the woods. He's got a big old Hawkins skid steer with a grapple on it. That thing's a monster. And it's not your average size skid steer. This thing's like a tank. And he pulled that tree out for me. And I've had this tree that is a big old oak tree. I mean, you couldn't wrap your arms. It'd take 2 people to wrap their arms around it. And I've been really hesitating that thing down because it looked like it had the potential to get away from me. I was going to get a couple guys to be there because it was completely dead. It's been dead for 2 years, and that, man, those things are dangerous because a limb fall down off of that when it starts moving and kill you. But he parked that machine up against it and put a little pressure on it. It wasn't 10 minutes. He had it on the ground. He cut it up for me and pushed it over to the side of the driveway, so I'll be working on that for the next couple of weeks.
Looks like you might have your work sort of cut out for you.
Definitely. But I enjoy that kind of stuff, so it's really not work. It ends up being work, though, later on when I'm sore all over, but, and I got a chainsaw running. I had a chainsaw that was giving me a little bit of trouble. I got it squared away. I had a productive Saturday. It was really productive.
Maybe Friday. I got a brand new chainsaw, and Cody was using it, and he tightened up the chain on it, and I think he may have burned the clutch up. I got to back that chain off and check everything, make sure he didn't.
The one that let one slide out of the truck.
Affirmative, this one ain't leaving the house.
What'd you get?
The Craftsman with a big old 16-inch bar. They had it on sale. And for $125, I couldn't turn it down.
Well, what's Cody doing with the chainsaw? Is he cutting up firewood or something?
Stuff around the house for me.
Cut.
I ain't got everything cut yet. And I'll probably check that chainsaw today, and I may get out there and just finish it up myself. But I do have some dry hickory up under the porch.
Oh, for some cooking?
You got it set aside to do some smoking.
Recipe in the cast iron Saturday morning. It's called Banana Foster French Toast. Man, that was a slap your grandma good right there.
Heard of that.
Green bananas. Well, you do your French toast. She did the French toast and with some pumpkin spice sprinkle stuff, you know, like cinnamon, but it's pumpkin spice. And you take green bananas and cut them up like steak fries. And you get you some brown sugar and butter, and you cook it up till it's cooked up fairly thick. You put your bananas in there, and then you pour about a half, well, I think it's a quarter cup of bourbon in there and set it on fire, and it burns off, but it's got that taste in there. And then she put some drizzle on there, some sprinkles, and man, it was like a diabetic coma on a bun.
I'm gonna have to try that. You done got my curiosity up on that one.
I'll send you of me and her just fooling around cooking that. I'll send you that video when I set that bourbon on fire. It's one of those deals where you stand back and hope your house don't go up in flames.
I guess so. A quarter cup. I imagine so. I mean, you did have a good flame, man.
Roasted marshmallows and made s'mores with it.
Her mind made margarita pound cake over. Well, she made it Saturday.
Well, that sounds good.
Definitely tasted good, I guarantee you that.
Mother used to make a nut rum cake, and that thing was to die for. I mean, that cake was just as moist, and I'd say more on the juicy side, but that was spectacular, and I don't know, I guess one of my aunts got the recipe or something. I've never had anybody make it other than her, my grandma, which she's done passed on, but man, that was some good stuff.
I've been eating good rum cake in years, and I mean years. Now, my daddy always wanted to get a big fruit cake. Well, my mama would bake it and heat soak it in rum.
I mean, I was a kid when she made those. She sent us one every Christmas, and I just remember I never got but about two slices of it, but it was good. That didn't stay around the house long.
Of course,
KFW Mobile.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. Good thing I ate breakfast.
Dinner on you.
I can't do that sweet stuff in the morning. If I do that, I'll be looking for something to eat in 30 minutes.
What's it doing?
Morning, Al.
Good. It's Saturday. Accomplished, didn't you? Cut, kind of hoping it might be the last time, but I probably got one more cut anyway before it gets cooler.
Sure, cleaning up for you.
Too long. I got one of those, like waste management style trash cans, one of them big trash cans. I filled that thing up 3 times with grass clippings.
You don't have grass to cut.
Fit it in your schedule.
Yeah. Let it grow and bale it and sell it for hay.
Didn't tell you, but Tim and I went ahead and bit the bullet on that radio.
Yeah.
Have a pre-order deal. Probably won't see it till December. And I sold a gun or two. And so I was able to come up with the money. And then Tim sold that tower and a guitar, and so we both ended up with the money. I'm looking forward to getting it. It probably won't get here November, December sometime. The guy called me and he said, we don't have those in stock yet. He said, I'd get an email when that thing shipped.
I know he's going to sell the tower out about it.
Well, I thought you guys knew about that deal. The guy that bought it, I think, drove like 2 hours to Tim's place. He's just hanging bat boxes on it. He wasn't using it for radio. He never even really looked at it. He said, all right. He threw the truck left.
I missed out on that. What kind of guitar did he sell?
I asked him. I don't know. I don't know nothing about guitars. He said it was one that it's not rare, but it is a hard to find guitar. And I think he drove to Charlotte or somewhere to meet this guy halfway for it. But anyhow, you'll have to ask him.
KM4NAT4ND. I don't have but 7. I needed to get another one, make it an even number.
Yes, you do.
The 7 guitars, 4 banjos, 1 dobro, a piano, a little chord organ, a concertina, harmonicas, and probably got some other stuff around there I can't remember.
Sounds like a one-man band to me.
That's what I was thinking, KN4TFW. Yeah, and he didn't tell me about the tower neither.
Man. This, Tim's dad was a one-man band. He could play the guitar and the harmonica and a drum, played drum with his foot, had a brace around his neck to help the harmonica, and would sing as well and play the guitar. He led our church music for a while. Talented, and Tim's pretty talented too. Of course, Tim's dad passed away several years ago, but yeah, he was good with all them instruments.
How we can mount this antenna on the gutter. I forget how we can do it.
One more out.
Yeah, two. We can put it on the side of the tower. I do have a tower. We could put a piece of metal and put a clamp off the tower. We could actually do that.
For hinge at the face.
Keep it down, too. So we could actually put it on the tower. We could do that easily. I got enough wire, we can put it not at the top of that, which we don't need to do. We just need to get away from the tower, but we can try to put it at the side of it, or the side of the step, angle it away from the building a little bit, and it probably would work fine.
Then as I got me a inverted V for NVIS, hopefully I can touch base with you guys a little bit better.
Stick on the top of the tower. I see we can do it. I got enough cable, we can make it.
I heard you were looking for some coax.
Wait, but I mean, we might be able to, I got something we might be able to cut off the tower and maybe make it work. Somebody stole that $500 out of my account last month. They stole every penny to someone hacked my account. And I don't know who did it, and I can't really prove it either. Pretty good this morning.
Still in a bunch of white noise, but I can hear you.
I just had a fix so we can get a decent signal. I need to get on, you know, I gotta do something with it.
Different adapters. everything you're saying. Over there causing some interference.
Annie's honking the wrong spot.
Connector have you got on the top of that to receive a coax?
Honking? Around the... I got the several systems which we might use. I got what is it? The SMA, a little teeny one. That's what's on the handy talk. I forgot what they use on these Chinese ones. But the 706 is a regular SL239.
I'm gonna use.
But for now, I'd like to use the 706 because I've got the power supply and everything, and I think the antenna in the right spot won't have a problem at all, whatever we can. I've got an adapter for the SMA for this thing, whatever we can use to get by. The 706 is okay. I don't know if it works on HF or not, but on VHF it works fine. And we just have to reprogram a couple repeaters, that's all. This weekend I'll get one of those filters for the power supply for the, I'll put a filter on the power supply. So if there's any noise from the AC, from the lights, that'll stop it.
Work out somehow over the next 5 or 10 days trying to come down there and get that antenna from you, Ed.
Oh, I'll meet you somewhere and we either can grab breakfast or lunch or dinner, whichever.
Good. Well, guys got here a little early today. They'll think somebody, a new employee coming in. Hey, all have a good day. Everybody be safe and careful. 73s each one of you, and I hope you have an awesome day. This is the KK4NXC, and I'm going to be clear on your final.
We're glad you made it in safe. I hope we catch you in the morning, and don't work too hard. So have a good one, KK4NXC, KM4NXC, 73s.
73, Mike. Have a good day. Try to catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
Been up to, Ken?
That's right, they played on the radio a little bit Sunday and that, and then finished up a little bit of yard work I wanted to do and just laid around. Then Saturday was grass cutting, and me and Mama went out in the morning and got a couple of supplies.
Station from Scotland?
No, that's a negative. There was a Scottish station and a Netherlands station that came on that you could hear them real good, but I just couldn't get back for some reason.
Station from Netherlands as well.
And from Scotland. I didn't hear you, but I heard him do your call sign.
He was flat coming in now. He was almost a plus 20 on me once at the peak.
Yeah, he was only about a 5-6 on me.
You didn't have a point towards you, that's why I didn't hear you.
California station's on 40 meters.
Pretty unusual getting California.
The one California station, that was at, what was it, W0C or something like that?
About 5 or 6 California stations.
It works sometimes. Sometimes you'll get a signal here or there. And 10 a mile away, the same person won't hit it.
Yeah, me and Ed, we'll be texting on the phone and then trying to pull in stations, and one of us will be hearing them real good, and the other one won't even be able to pick him up.
Pull stations all the time. And I had a guy one time, California Land, he said, at 10 meters one time, he goes, Al, I want to give you an award. I said, what's that? The weakest signal I ever pulled out. I said, well, gee, at least I got you got me. I was laughing.
About 4 or 5 parks on Sunday, too.
What my signal report was. This is the worst signal I ever pulled out.
And it's going to be a washout, KN4TFW.
Boy, I hope not.
You got got a hurricane that's probably going to come in and then another one right after it. Morning was showing that one coming in on Friday at New Orleans as a two.
Friday. That's all we need, more rain. Lake's just about out of the banks now.
Yeah.
69 different countries now, so you go out to hurry up and catch me, Ken.
Yeah, I'm 12 behind you.
What's it up, Cap Moreland?
Cap on him in one day, earlier in the year and that, so I've only been doing it this year, so I got a good chance to catch him.
I'm off the antenna back up and get back on HF, and I want to do some playing in the winter when they can't do nothing else. Right? Get stuff to go outside.
Turn the OHF on and just see what I can get into. Of course, I sign into the Tennessee phone net every morning.
How's that on?
3980, 3.980.
Is that one of those where you check in and then they call you back and you tell what you're doing that day?
They call you. They'll call all the counties in Tennessee and then they go out of state, call each state. And when they get to South Carolina, you give your call sign and your name and let them know that you're from South Carolina, and that's it.
35 years. When the sun comes up, about an hour after the sun comes up, the band starts going away, so you got to get in there right early. If you're not, otherwise you're not going to get it sometimes. Tennessee during the day, but I don't know if you can during the day when it's in the middle of the day, but maybe I know HF kind of funny that way.
That's 10 meters wasn't open yesterday.
So with 10 meters is listening to the little beacons. If you can hear the beacons, then it's open. If you can't hear them, then you're pretty much done.
All kind of racket on it yesterday, but I never did hear nobody talk.
That's probably because no one was out there to no one checked. So listen to 11 meters sometimes. Where 11 meters was open, I knew 10 was more than likely right behind it. Frequencies on 12 meters, I believe, too. So was your roof, because it's after 6, I think.
And then my yard. I've been done probably 15 minutes or so.
It didn't sound like you were going anywhere. I'll find out if they let you guys get going, and I'll see what I come up with for pieces of bark to figure out we're going to fabricate this mess.
That antenna is a mic, and, excuse me, that mean that yawn on you guys. I'll try and get it to Mike, and hopefully he can get it over to you and get you out of that white noise.
Opener back on here. I got the power supply. Everything's okay. I don't know if it works on HF. Well, I don't know if any of you guys got an HF in your car or not, but you can check my transmitter out.
HF in my truck, but you give me about 6 more months and I will.
I'm here in a dummy. I have a dummy load. Do you have a watt meter?
Does a tomcat have whiskers?
We can probably check it right here. We just have to, I think what it did is it, when it didn't see that the SRR was messed up, I think it shut the file, you know, it dropped, it might have messed up the program. I might have to play around with it, and I don't think the file's blown up. I couldn't tell. I couldn't read the display.
What's up, guys? So I'll say 73, and hope everybody has an awesome day, and look forward to catching you guys in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Good one. Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. And I hope to catch you in the morning. I'm out roaming around. I'll try and catch you this afternoon, but I'll probably have grand youngins up to my eyeball. So you have a good one. And I'm going to go ahead and get me a cup of coffee. Al, you have a good one. 73 to both of you, KM4 and AP Cliff.